Well, I'm sort of coming out of the daze. We've had a busy 4 days. It was turned over to me originally. Senator Rosenberg was recusing himself for the investigation. We immediately decided that we should have a full-scale, independent, outside investigation of the allegations that had been made against the senator and his spouse. And he recused himself initially to turn this over to myself as the majority leader and Senator Tarr as the minority leader. This was a bipartisan effort. This whole thing has been very bipartisan, I should tell you that. We learned about it Thursday online, Friday in the Globe, and we went from there trying to get some sort of plan so that we could bring our colleagues together to discuss this together. We're a very democratic institution, and that's the way we do things. And so that was yesterday, and we spent 7 or 8 hours in very intense discussions about how to proceed. Very intense discussions because Senator Rosenberg is very much admired and beloved by the Senate, but the Senate itself as a venerable institution is also very much the focus here. It is our paramount concern. And so we feel that the integrity of the Senate was really at stake. We're in totally uncharted waters, and we wanted to come together to decide how to proceed. And Senator Rosenberg kind of took us a little bit by surprise by delivering a letter to us yesterday morning in which he stepped down. And that was now how do we proceed? And the decision was that we would elect. There was then a vacancy in the presidency, and vacancy calls for an acting president or president. I do not wish to become the president on a long-term basis. I wish to get us through this period of time. That's all I'm interested in.
So you've got a transition that has to happen now. What happens to the business of the Senate going forward?
Well, it's a transition of leadership, but it certainly isn't a transition in terms of what our objectives and agenda is. That we set early in the year under the leadership of Senator Rosenberg, and you probably are aware that we're deeply involved at this point in criminal justice reform, health care cost containment reform, a variety of issues, and those go forward. Those have to go forward, and my job, I see as the acting president, is to make sure that those go forward with the same passion and the same speed as they would if there were no change.
Now, what happens as far as the investigation goes? The senator set that in motion last night as well, correct?
Two investigations are now involved. The first investigation, which we were informed of in the midst of our deliberations, were initiated by Attorney General Maura Healey and Dan Conley, the DA of Suffolk County. They will be looking at the allegations that have been made, the criminal charges, allegations that could become criminal charges against Senator Rosenberg's spouse. So take that out. He is not our employee. He is not our colleague. We had never intended in our investigation to deal with that, but it helps to know that will be thoroughly and carefully examined by the appropriate agencies. Our concern is the senator himself. Our concern is, did he in any way knowingly violate the rules of the Senate? That's a very important issue to us. And that's what our investigation will be doing. It will be under the auspices, starting this morning, actually, of our standing committee of the Ethics Committee. And that I'm not on that committee. 7 members on that committee, led by Chair Michael Rodericks of Fall River. Five Democrats, 2 Republicans. It will be done thoughtfully, carefully and thoroughly. We want it to be independent. We want it to be. We want to leave no stone unturned to see if indeed there was a violation of our policies and our rules in the Senate.
And what's the time frame for that investigation? Any idea?
That's a good question. We have been told an investigation of that sort could be done within 30 to 45 days. But, you know, we're embarking on sort of an investigation. We may not know where the next turn will be. We would like to make it as short as possible rather than to lengthen it. I mean, but we do not want it to be a whitewash, and we do not want it to be a rush job at all. We want it to be thorough. So I think that is the charge that the Ethics Committee members, I think most of them were there last night, if not all of them were there. So they heard that. They understood that very well. Once it goes to the Ethics Committee, the membership will have no more part in it. It will be, they will identify an investigator. They will look, identify, interview, and hire the investigator. And everything will be in confidential mode there, and we will not have anything more to do with it until they get the report of the investigator, they make the decision about what their recommendation should be, and then they turn that over to the body, to the Senate as a whole. That is our historic, traditional route of dealing with any issues of ethics involving a member.
But will the Ethics Committee's report on this be made public at some point?
Pardon me?
Will the Ethics Committee's findings be made public? Will a report be produced?
The report is that's the purview of the Ethics Committee, of what they, how they decide to handle it. I got the feeling last night that we don't want to do this behind closed doors. But the report will be, the recommendations, not the report, but the recommendations will be given to the Senate as a whole to determine what the action should be that will be taken in regard to this matter.
Senator,
I want to say, one more thing?
Absolutely.
Sexual harassment very clearly is a major issue to us. And we had already begun, and I had been appointed by Senator Rosenberg to head a committee on sexual harassment and to look at our policies, which are pretty good policies regarding members and it certainly regarding the staff. But we realized that we had some holes in it, and we wanted to sort of look at it again and determine how we might strengthen it. What we heard loudly and clearly in these last 5 days has been the allegations of the victims, and we are deeply, deeply disturbed by them, and we want to make sure that that victims of these allegations have the chance to be heard confidentially without fear of retaliation. And one of the comments that was made yesterday was that we perhaps should think about how to strengthen our sexual harassment issues, how to provide a safe haven, a safe place for victims of sexual harassment that deal with the Senate, and hopefully maybe even deal with the legislature as a whole. We haven't gotten to that point yet. But we want them to feel safe. We want them to understand that they're being heard, and we want the confidentiality to be there, and we want them to be aware that there will not be retaliation. We heard that over and over again, the fear of that.